Hi, I'm Bettina McLintel. I'm a food writer and editor currently working at Bon Appetit. One thing about me is that I really love reading thriller novels, and specifically thrillers with wife in the name. So a couple of recent favorites of mine have been The Wife Upstairs, Pretty Little Wife, The Previous Wife. I don't know if that's a book, but I think it is. Basically, a lot of things like that.
Hello, it's Jesse Sparks, and this is the One Recipe Podcast, all about that one recipe that pro chefs and great cooks turn to again and again. Okay, it's time to get right into this week's recipe with Bettina McLintel. Bettina is an associate editor at Bon Appetit. She's a food and culture writer. I pretty much love everything she's written, and I adore her TikTok, CrispyEgg420. Hey, Bettina, how's it going?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, thank you for coming. Long been a fan of like your many platforms. You're writing for multiple outlets, so it's a joy to have you.
Oh, thank you so much.
So first and foremost, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? I've heard that you are a big biking aficionado. Is that true?
Right now, officially food writer and editor. But yes, like right in my previous life, right before food writing, I was a bike mechanic, and I've been really into bikes for like several years now. And I have more bikes than maybe I should for like my tiny apartment.
How many is too many? Are we thinking like six? Are we thinking like...
Well, okay, no, it's not that bad. But like, keep in mind, my apartment is like two rooms. There's just two rooms. So I have two bikes right now. And then I have one bike that's like in a box at my mom's house in Pennsylvania. So I used to have like five, but I downsized when I moved to New York.
Oh my gosh. So you truly are a bike expert.
Thank you.
So I would love to find out, what is your one recipe?
Okay, so right now my favorite recipe that's in my repertoire is sort of this like crispy glazed fried tofu. It's really just been sort of like my go-to way of making tofu, and I eat mostly vegetarian. So like, I love tofu, I cook with it a lot, and this is probably the technique I lean on the most.
So was this a technique that you found when you were first starting to, you know, lean more vegetarian?
No, I found it like a little bit more recently, like sort of, you know, because I feel like the typical advice on tofu is just like the pressed method, right? But so basically the way I've been doing it now is instead of pressing, you just freeze the tofu fully and then you thaw it fully before you sort of do anything with it. And so that's something I found out maybe a little over a year ago, and it's really changed sort of how I cook with tofu, and I find it a lot easier than having to like, you know, stack all my cast irons on top of the block of tofu and like make sure it doesn't fall over.
Oh my gosh.
It's been helpful in that way.
So can you tell me a little bit more about what the freezing does specifically?
Yeah, totally. So tofu has like a ton of water in it. So basically, like, you know, if you cut it in half, you see all these sort of like little pockets and stuff like that. So when you freeze tofu, and this is like information I got from Cooks Illustrated, basically like the water crystals inside the tofu expand. And so it like makes a little bit more space inside the tofu. And then when you thaw the tofu fully, all of those sort of like expanded pockets just become sort of like these empty holes. And you like you can like sort of just do one big squeeze and get all that extra water out. And you end up with basically this tofu it's like denser, but it also has a slightly spongy texture because you've sort of gotten like a little bit more sort of air in there and a little less water.
Oh my gosh. And I bet all of those beautiful, beautiful edges get so crispy. Oh gosh, it already sounds incredible. So then can you just kind of walk me through the recipe itself?
Yeah, totally. So what I do is I take the firm or extra firm tofu. If I want to do the extra step, I take it out of the package and I put it in the freezer in like a separate container. And if I'm being sort of want to do it quickly, I just put the whole package in the freezer. But so basically you like freeze the tofu fully. And generally that's like, you know, overnight. And then before you want to eat it, you have to take the tofu out and thaw it. And then, you know, once it's fully thawed, it's going to be a little bit waterlogged. So you basically just do like one big squeeze, like not even pressing it, basically just like holding it with my hands and like squeezing it. And you get all that like thawed water out. And then what I like to do is like tear it apart into sort of uneven, craggly pieces. And then I like to marinate it. You know, you can basically do any marinade, but because it is sort of like dense and spongy, it takes to marinate really well. And then after that, you know, I like to toss it in like, generally my go-to is like cornstarch, you know, seasoned cornstarch, depending however you want to use it. And then I find like the trick is always to like also just once I toss it in cornstarch is just to sort of let it sit for a few minutes and let that cornstarch like hydrate a little. And I find that like it starts to look a little different. It doesn't look as powdery. It looks sort of like more like combined basically. And then I like to sort of pan fry it or deep fry it. And then you can sort of toss it into whatever sauce you like.
So wait, what does the cornstarch do for the tofu?
Yeah, so I think that, like, especially if you're going from a marinated tofu, you know, that cornstarch, I think, really, like, binds to that moisture, especially when you let it sit. It's, like, in all of those little craggy, like, corners and, like, edges from what you've torn, it just sort of coats it really, really well. Every bit of it has, like, a little bit of edges that poke out and things that go in, and I think you just get all of these nooks and crannies so that when you fry it, you get, like, this optimal crispiness, and every bite is kind of different because, like, you know, if you fry tofu that's, like, cubed, it's good, and I love that for a lot of reasons, but you know, you kind of know what to expect. Like, there is sort of like the same ratio of like crispy to tofu in every bite, but when you do the like tearing and then frying that way, I think there's a little bit more variety. So you're sort of like, some bites have a lot more coating and some bites feel a little bit like denser with tofu, and so that's what I really enjoy.
It's all about as many opportunities for texture as possible.
Exactly.
So then can you also tell me a little bit more about this marinade?
Yeah, so like in the typical way when I make this, I like do a marinade that's like soy sauce, sesame oil, grated garlic, and a little bit of rice vinegar. That's generally what I lean on just because I feel like that always tastes good. You know, soy sauce always hits that savory note, and it's nice to have a little bit of sort of like balance from a little bit of rice vinegar and a little sesame oil. And so I like just having a marinade like that because it also doesn't feel like you're sort of locked into it. If I don't want to do rice vinegar, I don't. If I don't want to do sesame oil, I don't. It's kind of just like however I feel like doing it. And like if I don't want to marinate it, like it's fine too, you know?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I just want everyone to get really stoked on tofu because I think it's such a like fun and like good thing to have in your cooking repertoire.
That's the dream. Thank you so much for coming on, Bettina. I really appreciate it. Bettina Makalintal is a food writer, home cook, and an associate editor at Bon Appetit. You can find that recipe for crispy marinated tofu on Instagram at the.one.recipe or at theonerecipe.org. And don't miss her on TikTok at crispyegg420. APM Studios executives in charge are Lily Kim, Alex Schaffert, and Joanne Griffith. Beth Perlman is our executive producer. The One Recipe was created by Sally Swift and Erica Romero and is made for you this week by Technical Director Eric Romani, Associate Producers Erica Romero and Ren Farrell, Digital Producer James Napoli, and Managing Producer Sally Swift. I'm Jesse Sparks. Go make some magic this week.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.